How some influencers are getting hacked. FCC wants to put an end to itemized TV and internet bills. A first look at the Amazon satellite internet hardware, and the city of Tucson upgrades the 911 system. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 124. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com and the Computer Doctor Show website and the Computer Doctor Show YouTube channel. So we hope that you can take a look at that. And we'd love to hear from you. So give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is David from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Hi, Aaron. So good to be here.
All right. Heard you had some adventure coming into the studio today.
Thanks to the air show.
The air show.
A chunk of Golf Links was closed down.
One flew right over my head just yesterday. It scared me nearly out of my socks. Man, that thing was so loud. It was like 500 feet above me, and I was right at my office.
Oh, yeah. I live right by Davis-Monthan, so they were doing that all day today. Getting the walls rattled.
All right. So also a reminder to please support our sponsors. So if you are in need of quality auto repairs, look no further than Perfection Auto Works. Their expert technicians have years of experience and are committed to providing you with top-notch service. From routine maintenance to major repairs, they've got you covered. At Perfection Auto Works, they believe in getting the job done right the first time. So come on down to the shop today and experience the difference. Perfection Auto Works, where we strive for perfection in every job. Give them a call, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. Remember, if you like the Computer Doctor Show, please support our sponsors. We have a great technology show. We're going to jump into tech news happening this week. We were talking a little bit before the show. A very famous influencer, his name is Linus, of Linus Tech Tips. He actually has several different channels on YouTube. This guy has over 15 million subscribers. I would say he is one of the pillars of the tech industry. And this goes to show you that no one is invincible to hacks. And although he has followed all of his own security advice of professionals like you and me and industry standard security things, he actually got hacked with a new type of attack.
Interesting.
And this attack works without a password or two-factor authentication. It's a way around passwords and around two-factor authentication. Basically, the way it works is... I don't know about you, but many people leave their computers on all the time.
Right.
Okay. We live in a world where people just leave their computers on. And when you sign into different things, okay, you have your email signed in over here. You have your social media. Okay. Some statements, some banks, just about anything where your personal record is tracked. There's usually some sort of login, credential involved.
Right.
So many times you leave those things open. There's usually not a reason to close it. It's not really utilizing anything. What some people have figured out is if they brute force you, like if I wanted to attack you, David.
Right.
I would figure out who you are, who your friends are, which is not that hard to do. I can find you on social media. I can find out who your friends are, but I would be interested in finding your weak-minded friends.
Okay.
I would first hack one of your weak-minded friends.
Right.
And then once I have their identity, then I would use that identity to influence you. Now I can send you an email as them and get you to click on something. Once I get you to click on something, there's this new thing where you can gain access and copy someone's what's called their session cookies or their session tokens.
Right.
When you log into something, a session token is created and is copied into the browser history and into the bellows, I should say, of the browser. If someone is able to get a hold of those session cookies at the same time, at the right time, while you're still logged in,
they can pretend to be you without needing to log in at all.
They can repopulate, and the tokens will make it look like you said, okay, David just logged in here, and now he's just refreshing his screen. Okay, well, then let's just reply back to a refresh thing. But what the computer doesn't, what the Ether doesn't know is that that's somebody else's computer that has just refreshed, because they just grabbed those token credentials.
Of course, and they could even spoof your IP to make it look even more legit. So yeah, that's
so
very clever.
Apparently that is what happened to Mr. Linus. So glad to say the tech mogul that he is able to get his stuff up back in one day, but that was a big scare.
Yeah.
And it's a reminder that none of us are invincible to this. So at some point, someone in his organization did click an email or something in an email at
right.
some point. That was the foot in the door.
That just goes to show. I mean, we always say email's the weakest point in security, and it still remains that way.
And humans.
Right, humans, of course.
If you can exploit some sort of weakness that a human has where they're moving fast or clicking on things, that is where you get in trouble.
That's why we always tell people, watch out for emails, even from people you know, because you never know who's been hacked.
Exactly. Also, the FCC wants to put an end to the itemized TV and internet bills. Okay, now, I think we've all, anybody that pays an internet bill or a TV bill or anything like that, what do we see on there?
A thousand different fees. I think the only thing worse is Ticketmaster's pricing. But.
Well, I wrote down here, FCC regulatory surcharge. That's usually like, I don't know, like 9 cents or something. We're like, okay, 9 cents, that's fine. Right. Yeah, you know, you think broadcast TV surcharge. Okay, now it's starting to get into like the $4, $3, $4, and $5 marks here. And regulatory video cost recovery charge, local video service franchise fee. You know, in these fees, they just go on and on and on and on.
And all of a sudden, your $80 a month is $100 a month.
Yeah, that's what they call like billing creepage.
Right.
Where they're creeping up the bill every single month. I'm sure many people have experienced that. So basically, the FCC is pushing cable and TV internet companies to have what's called an all-in billing approach. Specifically, cable and DBS providers would be required to state the total cost of video programming service clearly and prominently, okay, including the broadcast retransmission consent, regional broadcast sports programming, and other programming-related fees as a prominent single line item on the subscriber's bill and in all promotional materials.
See, that would make perfect sense. I'd love if we could do that for everything, because, you know, there's a lot of countries where you look at an item on a shelf, the price they're listed includes taxes, it includes any other fees. It's the exact thing you're going to pay when you get to the register.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just do that?
I'm waiting for that to happen for new and used cars.
Okay. Right.
You know, they have the rust proofing, the undercoating, the inflation of the tires, extra set of keys. You know, you would assume that all these things are already included in the price.
No, of course not.
But apparently they're nickeling diming you at the same time. So it's almost to the point where people are getting so fed up that now the FCC actually has to get involved. The FCC also makes mention that this proposal aims to eliminate the misleading practice of describing these video programming costs as a tax, fee, or surcharge in this updated all-in pricing format, which allows customers to make, get this, informed choices.
Right.
Including the ability to comparison shop among competing providers and to compare programming costs against alternative programming providers, including streaming services. So it's very, very difficult to figure out, okay, I just want the cheapest option for my entertainment. Okay, I see this number over here and I see this number over here. This one is less than that. But then when you go for that lower number,
All of a sudden, it turns out to be more.
And
with
then,
all those fees,
it tips the scale the opposite way, and now you're paying more than what you were thinking. So, it's a shady practice, if we can say that, to move forward. So, hands down to FCC for making that push. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Also, look at the Amazon satellite internet hardware. So, we're getting our first look at the satellite internet by Amazon. So there is basically, we know about the artificial intelligence race. Everybody is trying to make artificial intelligence into some of their things. You know, a couple years ago, everybody was trying to make an app for their product or service. You know, okay.
That works in machine learning, yeah.
Exactly. Now everybody is trying to find some way to work AI into their business model in some fashion.
Just plug ChatGPT into it, right?
There we go. Well, ChatGPT has many APIs, and getting back to the Amazon satellite internet, their service is going to be called, okay, hold on here. I think I left my place there when we were talking about AI.
Right.
But so it's an ongoing race about low Earth orbit systems, and a few of the contenders include SpaceX, Meta, and Amazon. So the Amazon satellite project is called Project Kuiper. I think it's Kuiper. It's spelled K-U-I-P-E-R.
Kuiper. I think that's a... Isn't that a famous astronomer, I believe?
It might be. Okay, yes. That makes sense. Okay. Hey, that's why I have you on here.
You've had Sai on this program before. Her dog is named Kuiper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So Project Kuiper then, and just a few days ago on the Amazon website, showed pictures of what the antennas look like. So it's basically, it looks like a small end table that you can put on your roof or your outdoor surfaces, and it basically faces the sky. The unit is 11 by 11 inches square and 1 inch thick with a pole mount in the center. The estimated cost is about $400 and claims to reach speeds up to 400 megabits.
Nice. That's from its
low orbit satellites, 400 megabits.
Now, is there any word on whether they're all going to be mounting lasers to shoot down the, you know, competing satellites?
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
I'm just waiting for this to turn into Star Wars.
Or, you know, if it all comes down to the positioning of the satellites, if they can position them satellites right in front of their competitors.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Kind of like you know, high hair at a movie theater or something, you know, just blocking somebody's view.
Just block out Meta's satellites. Or
you know, put some sort of cone in there or throw a plastic bag over it or something. You know, it's funny how you know, this data race is you know, we joke about it, of course, but, you know, it's a very, very real thing.
Right.
And if we think about what technologies that other countries are developing, that is also has an outer space or low Earth orbit space. What are they going to be doing to the American equipment versus the Asian equipment or Russian equipment or what have you? So, hey, something to think about, of course. Of course, we're going to have all the links to all these stories in our official website, computerdoctorshow.com. It's time to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history and the announcements and the new 911 system here in the city of Tucson. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Poor devil. It's so great to finally have a day off. Oh, it's time for the winning lottery numbers. I hope I win. I hope I win. I hope I win.
Again, tonight's winning numbers are 60, 66, 14, 40, 64, and the gold mega medal is 16.
Those are my numbers. I won. I won. I can't believe it. I won. Ah! I won the lottery. I gotta call Angie. I gotta let her know.
Hello?
Angie, I can't believe it. I got some great news. You're not gonna believe this. We won the freaking lottery.
Honey, you're calling at a really bad time. I just picked up the car from Perfection Auto Works. They did an amazing job. It's like a brand new car. No more knocking, smooth drive, brakes stop on a dime.
I don't believe it. Well, in a way, she's right. Nothing compares to Perfection.
You may never win the lottery, but you're always a big winner at Perfection Auto Works with our free 26-point inspection from the check engine light to your squeaky brakes and even tune-ups. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at computerdoctortucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with David, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, David, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we're going along with our regular shows now, and I do believe this weekend, in fact, we've got an 80s-themed show that's going on. I'm pretty sure... Has that... Hang on, I should have looked this up beforehand.
well, you know that I love the 80s, and I'm an 80s baby, and I just had a friend of mine that just saw Back to the Future for the first time, so I'm very excited about that.
Yes, yeah, so that show is today.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's sold out yet, so if you haven't gotten tickets for it yet, get them now, because I'm sure that one will sell out if it hasn't already.
And wear your 80s clothing, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have a caller on line one, and I believe Mark has a comment or question. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show.
Yes, I love your show, and you need more time.
I remember you. Anyway. I remember. Yes.
Yes. How can we help you? And, I have a question coming up, but it's about Windows 11. And before that, though, you talked about billing creep. There's also another thing I call internet acquaintance creep. So I try to avoid that by staying off of those social media things.
Oh, acquaintance.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. The creeper
time,
of the Alexa is always listening to you and things like that. Yeah, they are creeping around.
Anyway.
Yes.
So I'm getting bombarded all the time with upgrading to Windows 11, and I have a great inertia to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll cost me probably, I'm sure, a lot of time. Anyway, so when is it time to upgrade to Windows 11? Is it like when they say no longer is 10 going to be supported? Or
So I believe that date is already set for Windows 10 to be unsupported. I believe that is coming up next year. However, I would say, to answer your question, which is a great question, it's a very timely question, Windows 11, I believe, would be a good time now that anyone that is getting prompted to update to Windows 11 now would be a safe time to do it. There's always going to be early adopters in any of these types of releases of these types of softwares. So now would be a good time. And if you have any trouble with that, you can always give me a call at the office, 520-261-5508. That's the Computer Doctor of Tucson. And I think David also had a comment about that.
Oh, yeah. I did find the end of life is October 14th, 2025. So we've got a few more years right now. The biggest problem I have with Windows 11 is I haven't seen many new features that I feel are beneficial or necessary to me. So I've also got a bit of inertia on that, too.
Yeah.
But I also understand at some point it may not be free anymore to upgrade to Windows 11. And that's what I would like to dodge, is at the point at which I have to pay for the upgrade.
When you're prompted, I believe it is free.
Yes, it is currently a free upgrade.
At some point, it's not going to be.
I remember when Windows 7 and 8 to 10 was a free upgrade, and then at some point they took that away, although there was still a sneaky way to do it. I would get the upgrade before there is a charge for it.
Okay. Hope that answers your question, Mark.
Yes. Are there any real advantages to upgrading now as opposed to later?
If you use widgets, that's something that they brought back for Windows 11, for Windows 8 that a lot of people were fond of. And there's also additional Android app compatibility. Like you can actually install them natively in the Windows 11 environment. So if that's something you're interested in, that's a cool new feature. Those just aren't things that I've used before, so I wasn't really interested.
Both Amazon and Android app stores are compatible on Windows 11, as well as obviously the Microsoft Store. The only thing that you cannot run on Windows 11 is Apple Store, obviously, because they could if they wanted to, but they don't want to.
Okay, well, thanks so much, and we got to get you more advertisers so you can expand your time.
I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. We're going to go into our science and tech history, and let's go through this pretty quickly here. What do you have for us, David?
All right, we'll hit the highlights quickly. Okay, so March 24th, 2001, 22 years ago, Apple released the first version of the Mac OS operating system.
Okay, let's name them off.
That was
Cheetah, Puma, Jaguar, panther, tiger, leopard, snow leopard,
lion
mountain lion.
There's a theme there.
Okay. And then they went to the Californian landmarks, Mavericks, Yosemite, El Capitan, Sierra, High Sierra, Mojave, Catalina, and Big Sur. And I also want to add Monterey and Ventura.
Ventura is the
absolute latest right now. Okay, what's the next one?
All right. March 25th, 1996, 27 years ago, the first movie on DVD was released, and it was the fantastic film Twister.
Okay. Also on March 26th, 1999, 24 years ago, the Melissa virus was a macrovirus that began to spread on March 26th, 1999. It was the fastest spreading virus of its time, and it did come across on email.
That's right. So
24 years of you getting viruses through email. That should tell you something.
Still the most popular way to get them.
That's right. Okay, we're going to do a few quick announcements. I did want to say a big thank you to Natalie Chaprazert on Facebook. She created a website called futureailab.com. It has all the AI tools. It's a great repository and reference if you're looking for any type of AI service that you're trying to implement into your life or your business. Go to futureailab.com. Also, the latest version of ChatGPT claims to be able to help with booking flights and vacations. I tried it, but apparently I was not using the browser plugin. That is still being developed, so that is still not going to work. Also, companies like Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Best Buy, McAfee are all well-known trusted names in the marketplace, and that trust is often exploited by scammers. And to add to the trusted list, Etsy. Scammers have recently started exploiting the Etsy brand to bring in a new group of unsuspecting victims. So if you are a user of Etsy, beware of emails, text messages, any type of electronic mail coming your way from Etsy. Make sure that it is authentic. Also, in the world of AI taking over customer service, Apple makes an advance in customer service to have one-way video chat with sales reps on their website. It helps you to make a good decision on what to buy. Currently, the service is for iPhone sales support only, but it may expand to other products soon. Our final story, the city of Tucson completed a new 911 center. So you can actually go online to it's the city of Tucson. It's specifically the Public Safety Communications Department website, or the PSCD. We're going to go ahead and put a link on there. And there's a short video that shows all the things that they have done to have this new communication center built. The project included some 1,500 equipment upgrades on 68 consoles. However, we are still at a police officer shortage. But now they are being dispatched on brand new consoles.
Well, that's good. So there will be not enough police officers, but they'll be dispatched even quicker.
Or more efficiently,
right.
more accurately, I should say. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements on a regular basis. Enable two-factor authentication, verify all incoming and outgoing calls, back up your system to the cloud, and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 124. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. David co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.